Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. This is live for Wednesday. And, of course, Josh is going to move to a Friday first, to a Monday first spot next Monday. He'll be on the first hour on Mondays, and we'll be moving things around a bit because of the time zone difference. It's now 1 o'clock there in Arizona because of the crazy time zone changes where we're now out of sync by an hour. Josh, yep. We have a half hour to talk about some issues. The first yes. one you talked about just in the break a second ago about Comey putting the fix in regarding the specific wording over the internet scam,
yes.
the Wicked Witch of the West. People say, well, why is she walking? Why is she doing book tours? She's a highest-level female witch. And we're not just talking about, you know, one that goes on Halloween and wears a funny hat and flies a broom and so on and ha, ha, ha. No, we're talking about the highest-level demonically energized female in the Western world. That's why she's walking. There's also a lot of compromised people. I believe that Jeff Sessions is pulling back from doing a separate investigation because he has close friends, not himself, but close friends, that are pedophiles. And the pedophilia goes very deep into every part of both the Democrat and Republicans in the state, federal government, and bureaucracy. And Jeff Sessions knows if he does this, his friends are going to go to prison or worse. And the fact that Sessions is compromised, if he doesn't start an independent investigator, when Trump gets back, he needs to fire him. Because he has to start an independent investigation for Uranium One,
yep.
for Comey, for Obama, for Susan Rice, for all these characters. They need to wear orange, be in a lock cell, don't get yard time, no internet access, and no interviews on television or radio.
I think that Trump's cabinet choice has been Senator Sessions as the Attorney General. I think he's compromised, as you say. I think he's actually, I'll take it a step further than you, I believe he's part of the deep state. I truly do. I think he's no different than Rince Priebus was, or any of these others, Gary Cohn, or any of these others that are serving in the administration or were serving in the administration. So I definitely think he's compromised. I think he was a horrible choice for Attorney General, absolutely terrible choice. And I think, ultimately, he needs to put Jeanine Pirro in that position.
Oh, yeah. If Jeanine was there, that woman, I'll tell you, she's female, but she's got more cojones than any male I've ever seen.
Absolutely true. She would destroy the Clintons. She would do it for free. She would donate her salary. She would donate her salary to Haiti victims just to get a piece of her. Okay?
Yeah, let me tell you. This is a survivor of cancer. She's a Syrian... Lebanese Syrian, tough female, smart as a tack, amazingly brilliant, and absolutely straight as an arrow, not going to compromise with the justice, the law, or the Constitution. And I can tell you right now, if Jeanine Pirro was our Attorney General, it would be the end of a lot of the deep state, because what happens is both Democrat and Republican are deeply involved with evil. And it's the kind of evil that you'd think, well, this
Correct.
Is chronicled in the ancient Old Testament about the weird sacrifices occurring in the ancient Hebrew temple in Israel, and why the state of Israel fell, because God brought judgment against them. Well, God is bringing judgment against America. Right now, Donald Trump is on a tour. If he doesn't get three things First, the reciprocal trade with these nations, $1 trillion, $800 trillion, $1 billion with China, $73 billion with Japan, and $30 billion with South Korea, and extracting, completely making it a nuclear-free peninsula, and decapitating the one way or the other. If it isn't done with business, it's going to be done militarily. And I believe after this tour, if Xi doesn't respond, Trump has to decapitate it with a military strike. And if he doesn't do this, by the way, and also passes his tax reform, even if it's a pretty, it's limping in because it's not a good tax reform. A lot of people are disappointed, and I am. But if he doesn't do those two things, after Christmas, it's over. Because the Democrats will take over the Congress and the Senate, and yep. He will be impeached, and America will fall into civil war. That's the end of the game. This is the end of America. If Trump doesn't get this by Christmas and decapitate the North Korean regime, game is over.
I agree with you 100%. I hate to say it. I've been saying it for a long time that, you know, people are talking about the fact that the Democrats are on the rise. And They won in New Jersey and this and that. But you know what?
Yeah.
That wasn't a rebuke against President Trump and his policies. That was a rebuke against the Republican ineptitude in their leadership. That's what that was. Not
absolutely. Absolutely. We're on the same page. I'm giving them 6 weeks to fix it. You're even more pessimistic than I am. You already think it's over. I think I'm going to give him 6 weeks. If he has it done by Christmas, we're laughing. If he gets the tax reform bill and if he gets the extraction G, no $300 billion industrial espionage, no currency manipulation, no more building nuclear islands out in the South China Sea, no providing material and banking for North Korea. If he doesn't get those things extracted from China, because I'm going to tell you right now, the second nuclear power in the world, which one do you think it is? Do you think it's Russia or Japan?
Well, it's probably Israel, but...
No, Israel is fourth. The second nuclear power in the world is Japan. People don't know that. The Ogimaru and all the other nuclear materials that they've assembled, do you know that there's more nuclear reactors in Japan than pretty well any other country on Earth?
They weren't just building Toyotas and Nissans, I guess.
No, they're not. Let me tell you, the third reactor, the MOX reactor at Fukushima Daiichi, was only for making nuclear detonators. Now, let me tell you, I'm an expert in nuclear weapons. I'm an expert on nuclear reactors. I'm an expert in nuclear radiochemistry. And I can tell you that that reactor is 90 to 100,000 times more dangerous than the other reactors on the site, the MOX Reactor 3. Because it'll make plutonium detonators that are only used to make nuclear warheads. So I'm going to tell you right now, Japan has the second best missile system on the Earth. The best one, according to the experts, is a system launched by the European Space Agency for putting missiles up. But the second best, by a very tiny margin, is Japan. And they can put nuclear warheads on that. They have their own space-based imaging system. Let me tell you, Japan being our ally, if China attacks, and this is what China's already said, if we do a preemptive strike against North Korea, they are going to, quote, stop us and attack us, which means they're going to attack Guam. And I can tell you within minutes, Japan will nuke the hell out of China. China will cease to exist. People don't know that, do they? And these arrogant communists in China really think they're going to get away with this. The second nuclear power is not Russia. Russia's been lagging. They got some very advanced weapons, but they've got a small number. Japan is the second nuclear power after America. Not Britain, not France, not even Israel. Israel's fourth, but they have some very good systems. And they're building a missile defense. I've talked to the missile defense people up in Los Angeles for the Israeli government and looked at their websites and talked to various people who, by the way, I even have their image sat and inside intel going back for years to the Israelis. The Israelis are no slouches. Anybody attacks Israel, bye-bye nation. I don't care if you're America, Russia, China. You attack Israel, you're done. Your nation will be turned to rubble.
I think President Trump is going to need to do a wag the dog type situation here. I think he's going to need to take out the North Korean regime. He can't worry about threats from China or Russia or anybody else. He's got to do.
Oh,
absolutely,
absolutely. I don't think the Chinese are going to do enough by Christmas. And if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't get his tax reform bill in a reasonable amount, now obviously it's pared down. It's very disappointing. They're going to raise the actual. Action, not the marginal rate, but the actual taxes on the top 1%. Now remember, it's the 1% that pay 90% of the taxes. It's the 1% that have the money to build factories and bring in jobs. Yes, you're going to lower the corporate tax rate, but if you keep on hitting the people that actually have the money to build new jobs and factories, mm-hmm. For example, here in California, our home is more than 500,000. We are going to get hit if this bill goes through with a bill for interest on our mortgage. That's not reasonable. If you live in a high-tax state, you can't deduct your taxes like California or New York State. If you're a senator or congressman and you're Republican, you're going to lose your seat because your people are going to get mad as hell. And the people that are going to support getting rid of you will be the people that have enough money to actually support commercials and other things to get rid of you. So the Congress and Senator are so impotent and so self-destructive. My feeling is if Trump heard these cats, like herding cats in the backyard, the only way to hurt the cats is to get a big dog. And right now, and if he doesn't hurt these cats by Christmas, Trump will be impeached with the 25th Amendment as being, quote, crazy, which is BS. And the United States will fall into civil war. That's what will happen. Because when the Democrats try to seize our guns, we're going to get violent.
There's no question.
This is not going to get funny. You try to seize guns from 94 million armed Americans with 380 million guns. You're crazy. You're going to die is what's going to happen. You want another civil war? Try to take our guns from us. Just like it's a good thing that Williford guy could shot that maniac who shouldn't have got a gun. If he wasn't there, it would have killed 60. And welcome back. So here's the bottom line. The world economy is teetering toward a crash. We have the bond market, the commercial real estate. We have giant companies like Amazon and others taking over commercial enterprise. We have the public squeezed to death with the expanding burdens of health care costs with no better quality health care, but costs going through the ceiling. We have many Americans, millions, not buying insurance and even banned from even buying catastrophic insurance. We have a situation where China is doing industrial espionage against us to the tune of $300 billion, building weaponized islands in the South China Sea. We have nuclear terrorism occurring in not only North Korea and Iran, which, by the way, they have scientists collaborating on these weapons, but we also have weapons being developed and stationed in Venezuela, just like they were in Cuba and in Nicaragua in the past. And this is all happening under the watch of Donald Trump, and if anybody other than Donald is there, I guarantee you, America is vulnerable to an EMP and or nuclear attack. I guarantee a financial attack, which will destroy the United States. And if these crazy Democrats manage to take over the government next year because the House Republicans and Senate won't do their job, it's the end of America. Because if Donald Trump goes down, it's the end of the United States. We're done.
We were given a reprieve with Donald Trump's presidency. And we have done nothing but squander it. And if that's the case, I couldn't agree more with you. I think there will be some type of revolution. Yeah.
They'll be hell to pay. And the problem is that people don't realize how vulnerable we are.
Yep. And people like me and you and others in the future, I mean, we could be completely silenced. I mean, I'm already being silenced on social media as it is. But, I mean, it could get to the point where we won't even be able to...
That'll happen very quickly. Obama, one of his last things is to pass it over to a company in Northern California that was going to pass it over basically to international agencies in the United Nations. If that happens, we won't have radio shows like this anymore. In fact, I'll tell you what, our audience, when I look at our audience going through our feed through Blueberry and RSS feed, because I rebroadcast the show over on our network, and I strongly recommend people listen to it on our network, NutriMedical.com, and our Deagle-Network. Now, if they do listen, they're going to realize if I actually get stats, I find out that other nations don't have freedom of speech. And that includes the god-awful nation of Canada to the north of us, all the European nations, including Germany, that passed new laws against freedom of speech, anywhere else in the Muslim countries, basically anywhere else on the planet other than America doesn't have freedom of speech. And if Donald Trump goes... Antifa, who's collaborating with ISIS and all these other maniacs on the left, they'll completely take it away. And if they try to take away our guns, there'll be a hot, bloody revolution.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? Let's talk about what you just said about Antifa working with ISIS. The extremely reputable and credible author, one of the greatest authors of our time, Ed Klein, has a brand new book that is getting ready to get launched. It's getting ready to come out. It's called All Out War, The Plot to Destroy President Trump. And in it, he talks about U.S.-backed groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, not lives, Lives Matter. They traveled to Germany, where Antifa was born, to take part and organize massive violent protests at this year's G20 summit. Also, key Antifa leaders from Oakland, California, met with leaders of terrorist groups Al-Qaeda and ISIS in order to, quote, secure weapons, bomb-making material, and even learn how to make chemical weapons. In fact, one Oakland leader actually traveled to Syria and met with ISIS leaders in order to facilitate the relationship.
Wow.
This is also coming not only from Ed Klein, but also from acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe.
Wow. Well,
so
I think America is right.
And Antifa are the same.
Right. Now, people need to understand, there's elements in our government that don't want an America. That's the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, including George Bush Sr. and Jr. That includes all these people involved with pedophilia. So, for example, when I see the actions and the wincing of Jeff Sessions, I know that if he's not personally involved, his best friends are involved with pedophilia. I know that they should have already started investigations years ago. Not only on we have Mueller and Rosenstein that have the nerve to do an investigation of Donald Trump about Russia, when these are the guys that covered up the bribery going on with the Uranium One and giving Russia and other countries. Now, I know a lot of inside information. I took care of the plant in Calgary, Alberta, employees for years. They're reprocessing yellow cake from America and spent fuel rods coming up from Snake River plant in Idaho. I can tell you for sure that this process isn't just going on during the Obama administration. It's been going on for decades. And it was continued that the Russians would use this Canadian proxy company to actually ship it without a proper license to literally to any country on earth, including Iran. And maybe they should have a little sticker on the side of the missiles. We're going to give you back your uranium as warheads. This is so crazy. This is such treason that Hillary Clinton and these other parties, including Obama and Comey and Rosenstein and Mueller, should be executed. This is a kind of executable treason. That's what it is.
Yep. And, you know, we're not going to get to the bottom of any of this, and we're just going to continue to be frustrated as long as Jeff Sessions is still the Attorney General.
Well,
one of the worst mistakes President Trump has made in appointing a cabinet position, in my opinion.
Well, he has one chance. When Trump gets back, he's mad as hell as he left for his Air Force One flight. If he gets back and Sessions hasn't started an independent investigation, Sessions is finished even before the Thanksgiving holiday or Christmas. He's done.
And he has
Trump,
to be done.
And by the way, if Trump doesn't decapitate the North Korean regime, which would also to start investigating and following my leads about Venezuela, the same thing, Mr. Putin is not to be trusted. He is the same as Mr. Khrushchev and the mafia and the other people who were involved with the assassination of JFK. Khrushchev was involved, Lyndon Baines Johnson was involved, the mafia was involved, and the global bankers in Europe were involved because he printed $5 billion of American dollars with the Treasury notes backed by gold, and they said, that's it, we're going to kill him. He had so many parties he had alienated, including the Israelis who wanted nuclear materials, that he wasn't going to give them. No, I don't mind the idea that Israel has got a nuclear force, but he wasn't going to give it to them. So he had alienated everybody, not just somebody. Everybody that crossed JFK was alienated. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians finally said, well, we'll just take them out. So there are multiple reasons why they took out JFK. I can tell you, though, the deep state has taken over the government ever since. Since Linda Baines Johnson. Yeah, the deep state is running America.
They got rid of one person, exactly. And not only that, the Democrats, they took out their own president. Let's not forget that. From the newest revelations of documents that were released, it's clear to see that the Communist Party USA, which again is the Democrats, there's really no difference because they've been working together for 90-something years together. So basically the Democrats, because their president that they elected was too conservative and was not going along with the party line at the time, they killed him. They worked with the Russians, which again, communists and communists work together. They worked with them, and they killed their own president, their own sitting president in their own party. They went out and executed him. Think about this for a second. That's how much power drunk the Democrat Party has been over the past 100 to 125 years. They were willing to kill their own president.
Well, that's why Nancy Pelosi has all these malapropisms. She's drunk on power. That's why she can't get her words straight. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I may be able to get on an interesting gentleman who actually is one of the primary people over at basically one of the amazing radio shows called the... I want to see this article I found so amazing. I'm kind of in a state of shock about how important this article is in terms of what the information is. The Revolution Radio board op actually wrote this article. I was asked him because he just sent me a link across here, because I occasionally I'll get people that'll give me a link while we're actually on air, and we'll see if we can get him on the air. I think that at first I thought, well, he sounded like he was maybe unable to come on for various reasons. So we're going to try to see if we can connect with our board op over at Revolution Radio and get a look at this article. He brought in a number of points that I think are quite interesting. And I'm going to go over some of this. It's called the Saudi Connection. Do you remember President Trump visited Saudi Arabia back in May of 2017? Do you remember how warmly he was greeted by King Salman? I do. It was a spectacle. He was greeted to be so welcomely. After all, President Obama's reception was to say less than grand. Do you remember how, after Trump's visit, Saudi Arabia started becoming more open in their policies? Women could drive there now. Did you notice how the Syrian rebellion became quiet? Did you notice how quickly ISIS was crushed after the visit? Why did Saudi Arabia suddenly want to get their oil companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange? What could have caused this? The answer to this, we have to look a little bit further back to 2010. It all goes back to fracking. You see, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, KSA, was always relied heavily on its vast petrol reserves for wealth and prosperity. Of course, the richest of the Muslim countries. And they were very ruthless. OPEC, the cartel of gasoline, you can't count the number of times throughout the history of OPEC that it's used its power to crush governments, manipulate prices, control supplies, and fund activities. If there ever was an international group of bullies, the OPEC was it. At the head of the organization was the mighty KSA, or the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, he has a link here to macrotrends.net, which we can post that link over. Then came the fracking boom. Suddenly, the world was no longer at the mercy of OPEC. This made them very nervous. And, of course, not just fracking. It's the Prudhoe Bay discovery of hundreds of billions of barrels. It's the... area up in northern Alaska that has 400 billion barrels of oil. It's all the other sites that basically make us oil independent. In fact, America, if it does Trump's policies for oil and coal, we will be energy independent this year. And I'm the number one oil and gas producer on the planet. So they did what they always do. They pumped more petroleum, driving the price of gas to the lowest in decades. What was their objective? To bankrupt these fracking businesses. KSA is rich, very rich. They figured, we'll just drive gas prices unbelievably low and take the loss until all these fracking businesses, startups, crumble. Do you remember how cheap gas got between 2013 and 2016? It was ridiculous, wasn't it? But of course, it's places except where there's high taxes like California. But what they didn't count on was that just how cheap fracking had become. So many of these businesses didn't go bankrupt, so they took another step to convince the world that fracking was bad for the environment. They lobbied and supplied funds to the Democratic Party. Why? Because the leftists usually are the ones who support any and all environmental regulations. Do you remember all the legal battles that fracking had to go through? Hell, it's still illegal in most blue states. Do you now understand why the Saudis donated so much money to the Clinton campaign? She was heavily favored to win, and she did. At least initially, you can bet your ass that if she'd had one, that the legalization of fracking would have been on the top of her list, returning to the dependence on Arab oil. But this didn't work either. Fracking continued, and then a storm of really hit them hard. You see, KSA had vast underestimated the amount of total shale reserves in North America. They had no idea just how much of the stuff exists. They thought they maybe could ride it out and the reserves would dry up. Ah, I got a message here, Revolution Radio. Let's see. Okay. Okay, let's see if we can get the caller number. I'm going to give him to our guest over there, see if he can call into the studio, if that's more easy to do that than for us to try to get a hold of him. So I'll see if he can call in, because I'd like to hear his comments, because this is quite a brilliant article, actually. I was really impressed. So if you're King Salman, what do you do? Well, there's one thing you can do, give up the reliance on oil production and try the existing wealth to stay wealthy. To modernize its trade, including more than just exports of oil, they would need to build an entire industrial country from scratch. To do that, need the help of the USA, and that's where President Trump comes in. You see, May 2017 meeting between Trump and King Salman, the son of Mohammed, by the way, the son of Mohammed, it was not just another meeting, it was the business meeting. King Salman asked Trump for help. Trump was more than willing to give it, like listing the oil companies in the New York Stock Exchange, but this help would come in with a price. Liberalization, the stop of illegal funding. No more contributions to American politics, no more bullying. Ah, we have Revolution Radio trying to call me directly, see if we can get them on the air. Okay. Hello. I have you on the air. Man. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, it's my article.
Yeah, so I'm reading your article. It's pretty impressive. Oh, you know what? I think maybe it's best if you actually call the number or if the studio calls you. Mackenzie, if you can call, we'll look at that beeping sound. Otherwise, let me see if I'll have to turn off my... Here we go.
The beeping sound.
Yeah, I turned it off because what happened to come through in my Hotmail as well. Okay, go ahead. This article is very brilliant. When I looked at it, I thought, this pulls a lot of connections together, doesn't it? And it also shows that not only is Iran and the building up in the air base in Syria by the Russians, and the fact that Saudi Arabia, this missile that just went over from Yemen, that went over Riyadh, this is a major kind of endpoint where they tried to kill the current prince, and also this issue in the Mandalay Bay. People need to understand what really happened there, don't they? Can you give us some more details of how you connected all these dots together?
Well, I'm a news junkie, and I sit and watch this stuff, and, you know, I've been doing research like this for a long time. A lot of times on the Internet, you know, if you don't get all your information off of the Internet within a couple of hours, you're not going to get any real information, you know what I mean?
Right. Because it didn't look like what it should have been. We know that Paddock had lost money. We know he's working as a gun runner for the FBI. We know he's working in conjunction with some of these other forces that were trying to connect with ISIS, which and Al Qaeda and Antifa, which, by the way, is all connected as one big mess. And
it has been for a long time. I mean, this article just covers a few months. It doesn't even cover the backstory. Going back, you know, past 9/11, and I'm sure Mossad and Israel is involved in this as well. But
I'm
using pure logic to connect the dots.
Well, tell them, here's the connection I thought was kind of interesting. We know that the upper floors of this Mandalay Bay were not what we thought it was. That there was an attempt to actually assassinate this crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Give us those details, because this is very interesting. And there were shootings in other sites around Las Vegas as well. This situation where they shot out the windows, and by the way, it was an adjacent suite. It wasn't in the suite where Paddock was. There was also forensics that showed that most of the shooting was out of the fourth floor, where I got actual pictures sent to me by classified sources that the windows were actually removed, and the forensics showed very clearly that the bullets were shot from half the distance of the upper floors of that building. So, basically...
You know, the whole thing looks like, you know, a movie of the week kind of thing, where it is probably the reality, but in the end, there's just this big... Somebody got embarrassed really bad. You know, I don't know. Like I said,
Let's see if we can connect you through the... we'll try to get the studio to connect you directly. We'll get a little better audio that way. Let's do that. We'll get McKenzie to contact you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Welcome back. Question, the focus here, Nighthawk over at Revolution Radio, is Saudi Arabia. And really the OPEC oil companies and the Saudis, etc., have so much dynastic wealth, it's crazy. And a lot of the epiphenomena right back from 9/11, etc., are tied to Saudi Arabia and Israel. Israel, in fact, and Saudi have conjoined agents. The current behavior by Saudi Arabia, including the attempts to assassinate this new prince, is all tied to some of these events. So, connect some of the dots, Nighthawk. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is still an ongoing investigation article by myself. I've been doing investigative reporting for a long time here at Revolution Radio. Right. Not just on the radio, but also in print. If you go over to our site at freedomslips.com, I don't have it linked right now, but it's freedomslips.com/Saudi.htm. That is the investigation I'm working on right now.
Right. Now, you mentioned a couple of things that you said here are important. Give us the key bullet points of why the Saudi situation is tied directly right up to Podesta and the uranium and all of these things going on with the
Hillary Clinton. Well, I mean, we're quite honestly looking at this whole, you know, elitist, Illuminati, Democratic, everything is falling apart right now, and all the claws are out big time. And, you know, every time somebody starts monkeying with the status quo, people begin to die. And, you know, this, you know, starting from really when Trump visited, remember when Obama went to Saudi Arabia?
Right, right.
And how he was treated and the way that all went down, it was just like some kind of foolish game.
Right.
All right? And then when Trump went, it was like, you know, they couldn't bow enough, right?
Right. Or dance enough with their swords.
Right, right. And then immediately afterwards, you know, we started hearing a lot less about Syria. We started hearing a lot less about ISIS. ISIS ran out of ammunition. We started hearing a lot. Suddenly women can drive in Saudi Arabia. These are the bullet points here.
Yeah, I know. And, in other words, you're connecting the dots here to say something major happened after this meeting, didn't it?
Right, right. And then, you know, and if you go back and look at oil prices, you know, remember when oil prices, like, literally bottomed out, but gas prices didn't?
Right.
All right, so they were, you know, that was being covered up at the pump. You know, I get people go, well, gas prices didn't change at the pump. Well, that's because gas prices didn't follow the price of oil. You know, the oil companies just simply made way more profit than they had been.
Right.
You know, if you really go out and look and put all the, and that's what I'm trying to do with this article. You know, I used to be a radio host, but I'm not as big a talker as I am or used to be. My radio host thing is just usually me ranting at people and calling them assholes. But, I do try to write good articles by putting dots together, which takes a lot more time than a 2-hour radio show. So that's why I'm doing this. What I'm doing right now. Now, of course, the way I mixed in the Mandalay Bay, you know, that could just be my imagination. I'm not saying that's truth. I'm just saying that makes more sense than anything I've seen. Because, you know, when you look at what happened at Mandalay Bay, you see two broken windows out there. Well, they didn't have to break them windows. If they really wanted to be really, you know, clean and cool about it, you just, you know, you get the two double locks. And then pull, and
well, they did it on the fourth floor. I have pictures sent to me by classified sources that the windows were popped out on the fourth floor. And the forensics show that the bullets were half the distance, which means they came from the fourth floor. So the bullets were not from his room, otherwise it would have been thousands of copper casings.
There is no way that the bullets from a 7.62, a 5.56 have enough kinetic energy to do the damage that they're saying. 7.62, yeah. But, you know, without going into ballistics and all that kind of stuff, you know, we're really seeing, and all the cover-up, and you've noticed that they have thrown in, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of these shootings, with the exception of this recent Texas thing, have just been more noise in the, you know, in the cosmic feud just to confuse everybody.
But you know, it's interesting that the LAPD actually filed a suit for information in this filed lawsuit. So the LAPD has some kind of a stock in this. I don't know what, but there's a connection there. And the fact is that everywhere you see the sheriff dealing with this, there's always an FBI officer telling him, you know, watching him from behind, saying, hey, don't say anything, we don't agree. They wiped a lot of people's drives and iPhones. That wiping out evidence is illegal. And this is what the FBI already did. They're covering up something that they know about and they collaborated with.
We have eight people dead. That's an inordinate amount per capita.
You mean dead since the Mandalay Bay massacre, you're saying?
Yeah. Eight people dead in the witness group.
Right.
Or, excuse me, seven, I'm sorry. Seven people dead in the witness group, which is an inordinate amount. You know, just considering, you know, you take 100 people.
Right.
What are the odds if you take 100 people that seven people will suddenly end up dead of rather suspicious circumstances?
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to be paranoid. I'm usually I'm not the deep tinfoil guy.
I got a new term for you. You're not paranoid. You're just logical.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, and I look at all this stuff every day. Plus, I got 90 hosts to listen to over here at Freedom Slips with all their opinions. And then I take the common denominator of all that, start putting it together, and then just start looking. I go deep searching on the Internet without using mainstream media. You know, there is a trick to investigating stuff on the Internet. And the first thing is not to just type something in Google and get it. You have to go to the advanced and then put a bunch of entries in there so you get the information you need and get the information from the days you need, so you're not getting burned up with, you know, just a bunch of people making up stuff.
Well, there's several different things they want to accomplish here. Firstly, they want to eventually, if they get Democrats in, they'll try to seize their guns. Number two, they want to decapitate the Saudi regime by getting rid of this young prince because there's an internal fight going on in Saudi Arabia because it's the end of the OPEC and tied to the dollar. The dollar is tied to the existence of OPEC. Most people don't realize with the IMF giving the special drawing right to China just a month ago, because 5 years ago they backed the yuan with gold, there's a worldwide battle for who's going to control currency and going to be the main currency bulwark of the planet. And this is part of this game,
Bill,
isn't it?
Bill, a lot of people don't even realize that the oil cartel is no different than the Medellin cartel out of Colombia.
Absolutely. If anything, it's even worse. It's even worse if that's possible.
Yeah.
I talked to one of my guys about 6 years ago who actually was a warehouseman in the Whitehall, England, warehousing the currency in British pound sterling dollars and gold stored in giant warehouses north of London, England. And he said, you wouldn't believe, literally quarter-mile-long warehouses stacked to the ceiling 90 feet high with gold, with dollars and British pound sterling and gold. It's mind-boggling, he said. Trillions and trillions of dollars by the Saudi regime and the oil emirates and these other countries. People don't realize the dynastic wealth that's been stored there. Literally, the wealth of the planet has been sequestered by the OPEC nations in collaboration with America, because the American dollar is tied directly to it, isn't it? You have to actually go through the dollar to buy and sell oil anywhere pretty well on the earth, including Iran.
And they're trying to end that. You know, I mean, not that Saddam Hussein was any kind of good guy, but we saw what happened to him because he wouldn't get involved with the banks. We've seen the same thing with
exactly.
The
he was actually yeah, he was no, trying to set yeah, up a
none
goal.
Of these guys, none of these guys were good guys. At
right.
all. But they did some very bad stuff. But
well,
still,
these guys that were relatively good, like Libya, started to cooperate, but they wanted to have a gold-backed dinar. And the people that don't realize that trying to do any currency against the dollar and against the Saudi Arabian OPEC nation oil-backed dollar is death, a death sentence. And that's what's really going on here, isn't it?
Or fighting the IMF or the banking cartels that are coming out of Europe. I mean, it's all the same.
All the wars since the Napoleonic are banker wars, aren't they?
Yeah. you know, people keep saying we might win. Well, you know, the honest truth is, you know, we might out a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of people might go to the gallows, but unless we see the banks take some serious hits and go down at some kind of level, we didn't win. We're just going to change the set on the stage.
In other words, we change the date and the cause of death of our nations, but we don't change the outcome.
Right, right. You going to commercial already?
We are. We have 10-minute things, and we have lots of commercials. I appreciate you coming on. That was amazing, Nighthawk. Thank you for your analysis. We're going to pick this up in Hour 3 with Jonathan Gray, and we need to get you back on sometime. This article is very good. Thanks for sending it over, Nighthawk. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Come over to freedomslips.com. Visit the article I put up. Thanks. Bye.
That's really good. I'll have the article link posted up as well.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Have you heard the
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.